You might be among those who take a dip in the Chesapeake Bay when the opportunity is there. However, if you have a cut, that could be a dangerous swim. Flesh-eating bacteria has been found in the bay, and one man nearly lost a leg to it. Joining us live now as we learn more about this is Dr. Lygia Pekka-Lewis, an epidemiologist at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Doctor, great to have you with us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Oh, it's good to hear you. Thank you very much. What exactly is this bacteria, and how prevalent is it in bodies of water?
The scientific name is Vibrio vulnificus. It's a cousin of Vibrio cholera that people are more familiar with. It is not the same one as has been described as flesh-eating bacteria, which is a streptococcus, but it can cause a similar illness with very destructive lesions on legs or even death.
That is super scary for folks who recreate in and around the Chesapeake Bay. So what are some of the things folks need to watch out for? What are some of the symptoms, and how quickly can it move through your body?
So for people who have open wound or cuts, I suggest as always that they clean them immediately. If they have a weakened immune system, if they have chronic illnesses, weak, sick liver, they should probably avoid swimming in the bay if they have already open wounds. The other illness that the bacteria causes is due to ingestion of raw or undercooked oysters or other shellfish, because the bacteria can enter the body through that route and then the bloodstream and cause septicemia and death, especially if, again, people are ill with weak immune systems.
Now, doctor, I'm told you had a tragic situation with a patient who died from this bacteria. What happened there? Why couldn't that patient be saved?
The patient presented late, so he was on his yacht on the Chesapeake, had a scrape on his leg, and he did not attend to it. He stayed for a couple more days on his boat. The wound progressed, and by the time he arrived to us, he was in septic shock, meaning his blood pressure was not measurable. He was admitted to the critical care unit, underwent immediate debridement of the wound, but ended up succumbing to the infection. So time is of the essence for this infection. If a wound goes in the wrong direction, patients should present to the hospital promptly.
Doctor, when you say a wound, are you talking, can it be just a simple scrape, perhaps a cuticle tear, or you cut yourself shaving or something like that? Or does that have to be a major wound that we're talking about?
Well, any break in the skin can be a portal of entry for this bacteria, but mm-hmm. most of them declare themselves in a few days. Most of them crust over and they heal. But if they start becoming red, there is swelling, patient starts having chills, sweats, generalized malaise, those are all alarm signals that the infection is severe and needs to be addressed.
Are you seeing a lot of cases? Has there been an increased number this year?
Well, this is my first case. In the hospital, I believe we had another confirmed case of this infection this summer. There is a suggestion that the incidence of the infection in coastal waters is going up because of warmer water temperatures, and I don't have yet data for this year, but we'll have to see what happens at the end when CDC collects and reports it back to us.
All right. Dr. Pekka-Lewis, we thank you for joining us. We appreciate the information.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Lygia Pekka-Lewis of MedStar Washington Hospital Center.